I don't know about you, but I have found these last 25 hours of Tisha B'Av to be one of the most emotional, moving, heart-wrenching Tisha B'Av that I've ever experienced. Not just because we couldn't be together reciting kinos as a shul, not just because we weren't together to be misabel together, but in light of all the challenges, the suffering, the difficulties, the trauma, the distance which we've experienced these last months, I found myself to really feel the pain, to understand what it means to long for Yerushalayim, for Binyan Beis HaMikdash, more than ever. What I'm finding even more difficult is that in less than 24 hours, we will enter into Shabbos Kodesh. And this Shabbos is Shabbos Nachamu, a Shabbos of Nechama, of comfort. And I ask myself and I ask you, where's the comfort? What has changed? Last Shabbos was Shabbos Chazon. We didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. We read the Navi Chazon Yishayahu. This Shabbos we read Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, comfort, comfort my nation. But where's the comfort? Just 24 hours ago, we were on the floor crying, tearing, saying kinos, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nachem Hashem Elokeinu, give us a Rachmanus, give us Nechama, give us comfort. Where's the comfort? Where's the consolation? Where do we feel that sense of redemption, the Geula Shleima? What's changed? I'd like to share with you, as Tisha B'Av has just ebbed away, two stories and two lessons as to how we can push forward, how we could trailblaze past Tisha B'Av and move toward Tu B'Av and move toward a sense of Geula. The 91-year-old Elie Wiesenthal, the well-known Nazi hunter Simon Wiesenthal, was granted a very, very wonderful gift by the rabbinate in Europe. And he was given an award for his incredible human efforts in terms of finding and searching Nazis throughout his long and illustrious life. And upon receiving the reward, he mounted the bima, he mounted the podium where he would speak from, and he shared with his group, large group of rabbis, the following story. He told them that he was a survivor of Mauthausen. And after the liberation, slowly, slowly American troops came to give and to share their goods and their services with the people, with the inmates, and with those who were just liberated. And with the soldiers came a very famous rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer Silver, the head of the Agudas Rabbanim, the head of the Vahad Hatzalah, a well-known American rabbi who was at the forefront of pushing and helping survival of Holocaust survivors. And Wiesenthal was there, and Rabbi Silver didn't know who Wiesenthal was. Wiesenthal didn't know who Rabbi Silver was. And Rabbi Silver turns to then the unknown Wiesenthal and says to him, come daven with us, we're going to have a prayer service. And Wiesenthal looks at Rabbi Silver and says, I will never daven and I won't daven. And let me explain to you why. And Simon Wiesenthal tells him that when he was in Mauthausen, there was a Jew, a very pious religious Jew, who snuck in a sitter into the concentration camp. And he was amazed that this Jew was able to daven out of a sitter during such difficult, trying circumstances with death and corpses surrounding him. But slowly he watched that this man every day rented out his sitter to other inmates in the camp for their daily rations of food. And there was so much food intake that this individual had that after several weeks he died because his malnourished body couldn't take the amount of food that he was eating because he rented out his sitter to so many Jews who were willing to give up their daily rations of food to daven out of a sitter. And Wiesenthal says to Rabbi Silver, if a religious Jew can do such a thing with a sitter, I want no part of this religion, I will never daven. And Rabbi Silver looked at him, tapped him on the shoulder, and he said, you're missing the point. You could look at that Jew and what he did and how he acted, but instead look at the Jews who waited online to give up their rations of daily food in order to daven out of a sitter. That's how you have to look at the situation. You're missing the point, you're missing the boat. Don't look at the inappropriate, the wrong, but look at the positive and the good. And Wiesenthal told a group of rabbis, he joined Rabbi Silver that day and he went to the prayer service. One thing that we must take out of Tisha B'Av Tavshin Pei 2020, and in the situation that we find ourselves in, the world of coronavirus, is perspective. How do we look at a situation? How do we view what's happening? Is the glass half full or half empty? There's so many people I speak to are struggling, we're having difficulties, challenges, emotional, spiritual, physical, in hospitals, out of hospitals, emotional ups and emotional downs, quarantined at home. But the difference between those who will succeed and survive and those who are able to smile and to look at the situation from a glasses half full perspective. And that's Shabbos Nachamu. It doesn't happen automatically. Redemption, healing, success is not an automatic. It's up to us. We bring the Nechama. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, the Pasuk says. Ami, you, the nation, we have to do something about it. We need to find the Nechama. We need to find the comfort. We need to find the consolation. We need to be with each other. And we need to inspire each other and comfort each other and console each other. It's not a drop in the bucket or a spill from heaven that's going to comfort us. We need to find it within ourselves. We need to look and to try to find the silver lining in every situation. That's where the Nechama lives post-Tisha B'Av, even though we still don't yet have the Beis HaMikdash. And that's how the Beis HaLevi explained the final psukim in Eicha. And the pasuk says, Yirmiyahu Hanavi al Zehaya Dava Libeinu Aleilu Choshchu Eneinu. Yirmiyahu says he cries and his heart is pouring out and is tearing and is blackened by the following al Hartzion Shishamim Shualim Hilchuba. He sees on Har Habayis, on Har Moria, on mountains of mountains, the ultimate mountain. Shualim Hilchuba, fox, were walking across Kadesh HaKadoshim, and that made him cry and made him tear and made him be so sad. How could it be that this mountain that housed the holiest of holies, the Kadesh HaKadoshim, the Ol Moed, the Beis HaMikdash, Shualim Hilchuba, fox, they don't belong there? The next pasuk says, "Ata Hashem la'olam teishen kisacha l'dor b'dor." Yirmiyahu Navi says, "Now I know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your throne sits on mountain, on this Har HaBayis forever and forever." And asks the Beis HaLevi in his tshuvas and in his drashas, "I don't understand the juxtaposition between shualim hilchuba, between fox that were walking across Har HaBayis, and the fact that the prophet says in the next pasuk that's a proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is la'olam teshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. How can it be? What's the juxtaposition of fox wandering and meandering in Har HaBayis, and the fact that now Ata Hashem la'olam teshe kisach l'dor b'dor? Why is it that now?" And explains the Beis HaLevi, it's about perspective. Because the fact that there are shualim hilchuba, the fact that there are fox that are meandering, walking, ruining Kodesh HaKadoshim Har HaBayis, means that it's not found favorable in the eyes of other nations and nobody wants to take it over. And if nobody wants to take it over, therefore it still remains in the hands of Klal Yisrael, Ata Hashem, Olam, Teshev, Kisach, Lador, Dor, Kodesh Baruch Hu, still there. It depends how you look. If you see a fox, if you see a lion, if you see a bear, if you see a virus, a pandemic, an epidemic, death and murder, what do you see? You have to see what Rabbi Akiva saw when he saw Shualim Hilchuba, when he saw the fox and all the Tanaim were crying. What did Rabbi Akiva do? He was mitzachek, he was laughing because he said that there's something else that I see that you don't see. It's perspective. And that's Tisha B'Av Tav Shin Pei, that's Shabbos Nachamu Tav Shin Pei. What's our perspective? How do we look at difficulties, challenges, struggles, trials, tribulations, pain and suffering? You got to look more carefully. And you got to be able to see what most eyes can't see, don't have tunnel vision, but have appropriate perspective in terms of what's taking place. It's a challenge, it's hard, it's not easy. But we all need to inspire ourselves, uplift ourselves, to be able to look at situations that are hard and difficult, the ones that we're in now. Shualim Hilchuba, there are fox walking all over us. But Ata Hashem, Le'olam Teshev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are there. And that's what Rabbi Silver told Simon Wiesenthal when he explained to him, don't look at that one Jew who's renting out his sitter. Look at the other Jews who are lining up to give their food in order to daven out of a sitter. But there's a second story and a second message. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the famous Mir Rosh Yeshiva, asked a survivor after the war, how did you do it? How did you come out with the same emunah, bitachon, avas Hashem, yira shamayim? How did you manage to go from camp to camp, ghetto to ghetto, bunker to bunker, see death and destruction in front of you, lose your family, and be able to still be a believing Jew? And the survivor looked at Rabbi Shmulevitz and he told him, I'll explain to you. They took everything away from us, the Nazis. We couldn't keep Shabbos, we couldn't keep Yontif, we couldn't keep Kashrus, we couldn't keep any halacha. Not in Orach Chaim, not in Yerodea, not in Evan Ezra, not in Choshen Mishpat. We tried, but they took it all away. But there's one thing that they couldn't take away from us, and that, he said, was the Lavana, the moon. They could never take away the moon for us. And when we were on walks and on marches, we would line up and we would walk and we would have Germans on the right and Germans on the left. And as the new moon at the beginning of the month began to come out, there was a Jew in the middle of the line who would take out and begin to recite by rote the brach of Kiddush Levana. And when he got to the line, Ulevana Omar Shetischadesh Ateres Tiferes Lamusevoten, that the moon was told by God that it will renew itself. It will go from a sliver to a crescent to a half moon to a large moon. Shehei Masidim Ischadish Kamosa, that we, the Jewish people, are like the moon. We count toward a solar calendar because the moon waxes and the moon wanes. And when that Jew in the middle of the line, when we're on our march, would belt out, Asher b'mamaro bara shechaki b'ruach piv kol tzva'am. And when he would say that we were l'schadesh kamosa, we were inspired because we knew that we could be pushed to the ground, whipped, hurt and beaten. But just like the moon is a sliver to a crescent to a half moon, we too will become full one day. And that told the survivor to Chaim Shmulevitz is what allowed me to have the same emun and bitachon, strength in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos Nachamu means that we are not stopping to look forward. Even though the Beis HaMikdash still isn't here, we're not going to stop. We're going to keep on being ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard and heard our cries, our tears, our kinos, our tefillos on Tisha B'Av. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we want. But we must continue to want, we must continue to desire, we must continue to hope. We must continue to daven and to pray to get out of this bitter gullus. This bitseisim Yerushalayim that we find ourselves in, this long, bitter gullus. But we need to have not just perspective, but the ability to look forward, and that's the last pasuk in Eicha, that Yirmiyahu tells us after, Lama lanetzach tishkacheinu tazveinu derakim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why have you left us? We can't stop by asking that question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why have you left us? But we conclude, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva chadesh yameinu kekedem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, renew our days of old. Chadesh yameinu kekedem. That's the Levana. And that's why this Motzei Shabbos we make the brach of Kiddush Levana, the Halacha and the Ramah. We recite Kiddush Levana after Tisha B'Av. Because that's the mitzvah to take away from Tisha B'Av, is the ability to see farther, to look ahead. We're not going to stop with the question of where are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to stop by asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please. We're waiting, pining, hoping and praying every second. We're mechake keitz Yeshuaso. And thus this Shabbos, Shabbos Nachamu, we need to be uplifted by our perspective in difficulties and challenges. And we can't stop, but we have to keep on pushing, moving forward, thinking and hoping and praying and pining, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and that's what our ancestors want from us, and that's what we can do, and that's what we will do. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He sends us the nechama that He promises us in this week's Haftar of Nachamu, Nachamu, but it's up to us, Ami. We need to have the perspective. We need to be able to look forward. And yes, let's leave Tisha B'Av inspired, uplifted. Let's go through Shabbos charged like never before. And we zoche to Yibonei Beis HaMikdash, b'mherav yameinu, v'sein chelkeinu b'sarasecha, wishing you a wonderful Shabbos of Nechama, of Yeshuos, and Kol Tov Zelah.